Locals appalled by the developer's appeal. People objecting to plans for 480 new homes on the edge of Wallingford are appalled by the developer's appeal against the scheme's refusal. The unpopular scheme from Crowdace Homes was submitted in October 2024 and received more than 1,100 objections before it was refused by SODC last April. The developer has now launched an appeal against the decision, seeking to have it overturned by a planning inspector at a public inquiry in January 2027. The proposal was outline permission for 400 new homes and 80 retirement homes, open space, leisure and sports facilities on the land west of Shillingford Road, behind what we know as the Harwell Estate. The local Stop the Sprawl was headed up by Dean Valor and Julia Spence. Miss Spence said Wallingford has already well exceeded its agreed new housing quota, and those in charge of the decision would do well to note that while permission was granted for 1,000 new homes 9 years ago, only 50% of these have been built due to a lack of demand. Adding another 480 new houses in the area where they are not selling makes absolutely no sense. To proceed with this development is tantamount to tearing up our neighbourhood plan. She added that the sewage system, infrastructure, services and education assistant institutions in the town would not be able to cope with this scale of development. The concerns were echoed by Town Councillor Ros Lester, who said the application at appeal is just as unwanted as it was during the initial consideration. As far as I'm concerned, nothing has changed. Wallingford and its surrounding village and ropes and roads can't cope with any more housing. At present, we're trying to sort out on-street parking for permit holders and more traffic, be it passing through the town or for shopping and visits to the town, is only going to cause more congestion. We want visitors to experience a small market town by the river. We want them to feel welcome and appreciated, and we want them to spend their money and feel the true Wallingford. Infrastructure like our medical centre and our dental practices have enough to cope with. There is a lack of spaces at Wallingford School, who've made it clear they do not wish to move or have any additional classrooms elsewhere. Let's be honest, these are developers who have no feelings either way regarding the community of Wallingford and its residents, so please post your objections. Miss Spence added, I urge readers to make their appeal immediately. We only have until the 10th of August to try and protect our beautiful town, after which it will be too late to take any action. And there's a photograph of a load of grumpy residents waving placards.